Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
I go insane. I pulled my pillow to my head and sprung up in my bed. I think I love you. I dread. I think I love you. What? This morning I woke up. Nothing. I just woke me up. I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself.
And never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
Steve.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid
of? I think you guys need help.
Oh, Justin is busy doing his job.
But I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to everybody in the room today. It's a full room. I got my buddy Steve Silva.
Howdy-ho.
Producer Zach, of course.
Hey, now.
Assistant Genesis.
Hello.
And I am your host, Sean Roberts, and together we are Your Weekly Dose Podcast. As always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. And for those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining the family. Yes, and if you'd like to talk to us, you know, just say hi, join the conversation, tell us to screw off, whatever, play the game with us. We got two new phone numbers, 714-927-1866. Again, that's 714-927-1866. Or 323-963-8523. Again, it's 323-963-8523. Call us, talk to us. Genesis is on the phone, standing by. Let's take a look. Yep, she's standing by. She's ready to answer the phone.
She's definitely right there.
Yes, she is.
I'm right here.
Well, today, guys, we've got a busy show for you. It's going to be a really cool show. We've got National Pizza Day. We've got most popular Valentine's gifts, best songs to make love to, common sexual fantasies between men and women. We got worst pickup lines, and we'll even be talking about the Grammys. And we got a pocket-sized cinema to boot. And, of course, our theme song, which just ended, is done by the Partridge Family, which is I Think I Love You.
Lovely group. Fun group. Great show.
It came debuted in 1970. I was just watching the documentary about them, you know, the whole show and everything and so forth, and what everybody went through, especially David Cassidy, who just passed away not that long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago.
So
I was always in love with Susan Day.
You know, she will not talk about the Partridge Family to this day.
Really?
She will not discuss it. She'll talk about her acting career. She'll talk about everything else, L.A. Law, all that stuff or whatever. But she will not discuss the Partridge Family.
We'll have to get her on a show and go snake it out.
And go, why? Why don't you want to talk about it? She won't answer. It's really weird.
That's
you know, any
odd
reunions or whatever, she will not be a part of or anything like that either.
Hmm.
You know, so. Well, you know, she had a huge crush on David Cassidy. And
well, everybody did.
Well, she was afraid to admit it to him. And then finally, I guess she talked to Shirley Jones, and she told him. And they did have a little fling or whatever. But then he said, you know what, I don't think it's going to work out. He really broke her heart. So I think that was kind of like the whole thing, maybe why she doesn't
want to. Yeah, that's probably why she won't talk about it.
I'm like, hey, you flung Ling with David Cassidy. Come on. You know? It's like, okay, not everybody got to do that, just the groupies. You were actually, you know, talk about it. Let's go. You know, what's your favorite Partridge Family song, though, Steve? Or do you have
song?
One? Yeah. Do you have one?
I don't really have a favorite song. I
mean, of theirs?
They just did some good music. Yeah. I think I Love You is good.
Really? One of my favorites is Point Me in the Direction of Albuquerque. I don't know what it is about that song. I like it. You know, it's just because I have at least four or five of their albums.
Have you ever been to Albuquerque?
I have.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because I asked somebody, and on the way there, I asked somebody, hey, can you point me in the direction of Albuquerque? And they did.
Did they go, El Partridge Family?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, yeah, it was actually Danny Bonaducci on the road going, hey, can you give me a ride? Can you give me a ride?
Whoa, dude. Well, now, everybody, don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, YourWeeklyDose.com. Now find us on Twitter and Instagram at YourWeeklyDose1 and find us on Facebook or email at YourWeeklyDose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you download the show for free from our website, we can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. And most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. And of course, we do need to say hello to our sponsor, Amazon. Because as always, we'd like to give a shout out to them because they have been with us for day one. That's 2 years they've been with us.
Day one.
That's right. 2 years. And they're going, wow, right, they're still there.
Yeah. we're still wasting their time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Sean, even though the holidays are over, I'm sure that many of you got gift cards. So,
I still have some.
Yeah. Get what you want by shopping on Amazon, which is the best place to get all of your items.
And all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That's the most important thing. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
That's right. Now, you can get, I have one item, but my voice, you can get anything you want, of course, on Amazon without fighting the crowds at any malls or stores like that. And since it's almost Valentine's Day, I have an item here. See if I can get my my Barry White voice. Yeah, it's
no, not really.
Not really. Not really. I'll do the best I can. It's a 26-piece luxury romantic night gift box.
Hi.
Yeah, it's $180.
$180.
It's going to be a grand, but God, it's got everything in it. It's got stuff to drink, shot glasses.
Yes.
It's got different kinds of candles, a candelabra.
Oh, it comes with Liberace?
It's got, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's got rose petals. It's got tea candles. It's got champagne buckets.
Not champagne glasses, but champagne bucket.
Dice and blind bucket. Yeah, it's a champagne bucket. Dice and blindfold for playing those fun little games. Got some little essential
getting
oil.
Getting a little mounted, little shades of gray.
So it's for a whole night. You can spread the rose petals anywhere you want them and just have a great time.
Well, you know, if you're going to do all your shopping online, remember to use our Amazon banner to get the job done for Valentine's. And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right. And of course, again, a lot of people got some really cool Christmas gifts. Some of you got guitars. Some of you got pianos. Maybe even an electric bass. And maybe you gave your son or your daughter a guitar or bass or maybe a piano for Christmas, a keyboard. And now you need a good music instructor.
If that's the case, then you need to call VPR Studios. Now, they've been around since 1997 and served the city of Cyprus. Yeah. And the surrounding communities. So their instructor teaches the language of music to all ages, from beginners to moderate players, even old guys like me that have always wanted to learn but were just too stubborn.
And, of course, there's nothing like having a private instructor on an instrument besides enjoyment of music contributes to the development of imagination, creativity, positive self-concept, achievement, self-discipline, and, of course, positive social skills. This is something where a good music instructor can really help you. So, if you want to learn to play the guitar, piano, or even bass guitar, call VPR Studios at 562-310-2753 or email them at VPR_studios@yahoo.com to schedule your first lesson. VPR Studios, the magical moments start with music, so start creating your own magic. And there we go. There are our sponsors. Get them out of the way. Make them happy. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's catch up with everybody. So besides getting high, Steve, how was your week?
Oh, it was great what I remember of it. I did a little writing. And, yeah, we'll have that.
Well, we both
show.
Did some writing. this week, too.
And we got together and did some writing for some future show things.
You guys are going to love it. Some of the stuff that Steve and I came up with.
We'll have some fun. Awesome. We'll have some fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't really do too much at all.
Well, I got a message from Kat Ellis, our friend, from Cords and Vines. She has some new mustard for us.
Oh, good, because I have, like, a spoonful
okay.
left.
And she said, this batch is the bomb. She goes, it's the one of the best batches she's ever made.
Oh. Yeah. I still haven't tried any of it yet.
So. Well, you got to go out with a Temecula. Matter of fact, I got to go out there. I think we're talking about the weekend of President's Weekend, like that Sunday.
Let me check my busy schedule.
So if you aren't doing anything, I got to go out there if you want to go with me.
Wait, when is President's Day?
Wasn't it like the 20th or something like that?
It's a Wednesday then.
No, President's Day. It's on
the
Monday.
18th. Monday the 18th.
Monday the 18th. Yeah.
So that Sunday would be the 17th.
So the 17th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Genesis.
You're welcome.
Look at that. See, she's on it.
That's what she's there
she's
for.
She's on it.
That's why we love her. Good on you, mate. Absolutely.
So, cool. All right, Zach, how was your week, bud?
I'm trying to remember. Oh.
Wait, with Steve?
It was full of rain and misery, but no, actually, I had a fun night last night. I went to Slide Bar and got to...
Oh, that's right. How was that?
It was great, but my friend made a mistake. She told me...
Uh-huh. They performed?
It was a Misfits cover band called the Misfits, but I didn't really get to see them because they didn't come on till after 11. It is said that the show starts at 8, but I didn't realize there was four bands opening for them.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't even have that on the flyer that was sent. So my friend was like, oh, it just says be there at 8. It didn't have the other bands on there, so we assumed they started at 8. Yeah. So I was there for a couple of, we stayed and watched the other, you know, opening bands. They were cool. There was one that did a lot of covers of, like, Motley Crue, Scorpions, you know, all those cool rock bands. That was fun. And... like I said, I was really bummed I didn't get to see that Misfits band, but I'll check them out another time because I had to go to bed. I'm used to going to bed early now.
Well, yeah, now with the job that you have.
Yeah,
take it from me, a guy who's been plugging the Orange County circuit for years. If a flyer says show starts at 8, always find out the time that the band that you want to see goes on.
Yeah, and I used to go to punk rock shows and all that back in the day, and I should have known better.
Yeah, that was
such
like last
year. Oh,
yeah.
Such a rookie mistake.
I know, right? I know.
Everyone wow, she just called this. You a bitch.
She really did.
A biatch.
It's going to go crawl back in my hole. That's okay. I'll catch him again. No, it's funny. I haven't been to Slide Bar in like 10 years.
Well, do you know who owns a Slide Bar?
I used to, but I don't remember.
Jeremy and AJ Papa.
Oh, that's right. That's why there's, yeah, that's why their pictures are everywhere.
Yeah, and it's in, they've been owning that place, or they've owned the place now for at least 15, almost 20 years now,
oops.
I think.
Oh, wow.
So, which is kind of cool. Most of the rock star guys, I mean, they're pretty cool, laid
yeah,
back kind of guys. You know, like I've known Jeremy and I know Jeremy the most since before they were lit.
Yeah,
like,
Jeremy's the guitar player, right?
Yeah,
yeah. AJ,
his brother, he's a singer. And
that's right, they're brothers.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
That's why their last name is Popoff.
Right.
Together,
and I Popoff and Vodka.
Right.
I know, sorry.
But. No, I've known both of them since they were a band called Razzle.
Oh yeah, you were telling me this story.
Yeah. And you know, that goes back to like the early 90s basically since I've known them. And but no, they've owned the bar for quite a while, and matter of fact, my buddy Chips Enough has performed down there too a couple of times and everything. Now when you went down there to go see your friend play though, or this Misfits band, were they outside or were they on the inside theater?
They were on the they were on the outside theater.
Oh, okay.
The inside, it was weird. It looked like there was a comedian that was trying to perform there, but it was so loud.
Okay.
It was weird. I didn't really stop by and look. Slide Bar, I'm going to start going there from now on.
It's a pretty cool little venue.
Yeah.
It's a nice little gem in Fullerton, and what I like about it is that's the original place where Fender Guitars was actually made.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's why the guys picked it up. To kind of hold it in. So I think now, I could be wrong, though, it might be declared a historical building. So, but that's the original place where the Fender Guitars were made from.
I never felt more at home in my whole life walking through there.
Well, it's kind of like a miniature, what do you call it? Those other restaurants where it has rock memorabilia?
Like a Rock and Brews?
No. What's it like? They've got one at Universal. Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a miniaturized version of that. Basically.
It's got a lot, and it really does have kind of like a punk rock feel, which is, you know, up my alley, my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Especially everyone there, too. So.
All right. And Justice, how was your week?
It was great. Just, I guess, to keep the music conversation going, Thursday night, I went out to a show out in downtown LA. It's my favorite rap group called Atmosphere.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. And it was kind of like last minute, one of my friends couldn't go. And I wasn't going to go, but she was like, I have tickets. I don't have a babysitter. So me and my other friend, Catherine, we went out there to downtown LA, had dinner there, watched the show. It was fun.
Was it at Nokia or?
No, it was at the Nobu.
Where's that at?
It's in LA Live. So it's across the street from like the Staples Center in that little area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like, just a little bit smaller theater then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still pretty.
I mean, Nokia is pretty big.
Yeah, I've never been in there.
Okay.
But it's like in that area, so it's walking distance from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. Well, for me, this week was just a little quiet, you know, finally settling down after NAMM and everything and so forth. And, which is good. But
after the thrill of NAMM.
Oh, boy. You know, this year, I don't know what it was, but it kicked my ass this year. But we found out that we sold two of our bigger boards that we debuted. We got two of those sold. Yeah, which is pretty good. And so we're pretty happy at work right now with it. So
cool.
Yeah, yeah. And got my car fixed. It's all back and everything, and just dealing with the rain right now.
God, how long did that car thing take to get fixed?
Well, let's see. I took it in, Friday? I got it back after the show, like that Saturday afternoon last week.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What was wrong with it?
Alternator.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
So
can't neglect that one.
Yeah. Plus, there was a couple of other things too that I really didn't understand on some of it. But I'm like, I don't care.
Did Steve just say it didn't alternate?
Yes. Really. little late on that one.
Wow.
Little late on that one. So, well, unfortunately, we lost another good one yesterday. Matter of fact, and talk about 6 degrees of separation. I forgot that this actor played Daddy Warbucks in the movie of Annie. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I have an acquaintance, which is Aileen Quinn, who played Annie in the movie, so which is kind of cool. But we lost Albert Finney yesterday. And so really cool actor. I think he was nominated for, I forgot how many Oscars, though. And
Four.
And did he win any of those or not one? He should have got him. So, well, we got a little bit of a clip to kind of pay homage to Albert Finney. Which one are we playing here, Zach?
Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, good film. Title.
And it's more than fair.
Wait a minute. I thought we were negotiating here.
$250,000 is all I'm authorized to offer.
I'll present your offer to my clients.
I doubt that except. Mr. Masery, before you go off on some crusade, you might want to remember who it is you're dealing with here. PG&E is a $28 billion corporation.
$28 billion? I didn't know it was that much. Wow! 28 billion.
You're going down, small fry.
At least they made an offer.
That wasn't an offer. A million would have been an offer. And they sent a mail clerk down to jerk me up, waste my time.
Why would they do that?
Because they can. You hear what that kid said? They have $28 billion at their disposal. They can afford to waste all the time in the world.
And you can't?
You think I'm made of money?
What are you yelling at me for?
Because I'm pissed off.
Good.
Fuck you.
Fuck you back.
I really hate you sometimes, you know that.
Oh, that's a good scene, man. Good, that was a good scene to pick for.
That's actually personally that's one of my favorite movies. I love that movie. It's so good, and it's just funny now. Speaking of PG&E, mm-hmm. Aaron Brockovich being back in the news now with the fires and what have you.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, such a great actor. He's done so many movies, and you know, lost another one. And then in the music world, we lost Jim Dunlop, who made Dunlop products, everything from like picks to the wah-wah pedal. And everything,
he made wah-wah pedals?
Yeah. Wow. Jim Dunlop passed away, so it's kind of sad. And, matter of fact, my boss knew him very well, being in the manufacturing and music stuff and everything, so it's kind of sad. But
nothing better than a good wah-wah pedal.
Yeah. Oh, you got something, Jack?
I do.
What'd you got, bud? Mm-hmm.
Hello, it's Tony Gonzalez with the latest rock news.
Hi, Tony.
Music World has lost a true innovator. Jim Dunlop Sr., the leader of Dunlop Manufacturing, has passed away. Musicians are most likely familiar with Dunlop's guitar picks and know that Jim and his company are the originators of the Crybaby Wah-Wah pedal. Dunlop Manufacturing was founded in 1965 as the chemical engineer built it from the ground up, starting the business in his home. American Musical Supply was one of the first to share the news of his death, posting an image of R.I.P. spelled out in Dunlop guitar picks with the message, "Rest in peace, Jim Dunlop. Thank you for the years of innovations. You made a major impact on the guitar industry and will be remembered forever. Thank you."
Yeah.
I was just trying to be interesting, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool. That was great. No, but yeah, and they did. He did different pedals and everything, whatever, just did a lot of distribution and pedals and so forth. So he's definitely going to be missed within the industry itself. Mm. So, yeah. Anyway, all right. So,
speaking of random.
Oh, yeah, what you got?
Since Valentine's Day is next week, I have some little fun facts for you guys. I'm just going to start naming off a couple of strange sex laws that still exist. And you guys have to name what state's from. I'm just
strange
kidding.
Strange sex laws.
You don't have to guess anything.
So, strange sex laws that still exist.
That still exist.
Okay.
So, in Alaska, moose are banned from having sex on city streets.
Moose?
Moose.
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 Okay.
Can you see one of the policemen out there trying to give a ticket to a couple of moose because they were just going at it?
If it's two of them, is it Mises?
It could be.
And here close to home in Arizona, female breasts, according to Arizona Supreme Court, don't constitute as private parts.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah, so you can touch them and they're public.
They're public. They stick out in public, so yeah.
Especially when it's cold
Same
out.
As men.
Yes. And well, they point out a little bit more when it's cold out.
And then here in California, prostitutes are not obliged to make change for bills larger than $50.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So that's why.
To make change for
a bill. So never give $100. Give a $50 or less. You know, do it in tens.
Oh, I wonder what kind of change would come out of a $100 bill for a prostitute.
Or write her a check. Maybe.
Yeah, write her a check. Cool.
$73.46.
But the cool thing is now we have stuff like, you know, Venmo and apps that you can just wire them money.
Yeah.
But
every prostitute should have Venmo.
But if you don't want a paper trail, bring your ones.
Or fives.
Or your change.
Oh,
whatever.
My God. That's good. Every prostitute should have a Venmo.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool. You got a Venmo, Steve?
I have. Oh, yes.
You do?
Yes, I do. Most popular Valentine's gifts.
I said a Venmo. Do you have Venmo, you dumbass?
I thought you said something. You know,
oh, man,
I'm sitting here in my corner daydreaming, looking out of the window. You got to get my attention before you talk to me. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, a Venmo close by. Okay. I know there's, I see them all the time,
no,
but I don't remember where they are.
This Venmo. Is a disaster.
Oh, my God. Zach, get us out of here.
This is too good.
Get us next thing.
That's good. Yeah,
you got music up, I think, for this. So. Oh, my God.
I was expecting pizza.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that, buddy, because that's what we're talking
oh,
about.
Oh, finally, we're back on track.
We never left off track.
Yeah, well.
Well, it is National Pizza Day. So, I don't know. So, I know there's always been the big controversy of having pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple Canadian?
Canadian? Wow, you're doing really good.
I know. I'm not high. I'm not drunk. I'm just
you sure you want to be a part of this?
Okay. Screwed up. That's all.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, maybe normal Steve is more dangerous than, you know, drunk or stone Steve.
I know. I didn't get anything to eat this morning because it was raining, so I couldn't take the bus and then make a stop at Jack in the Box.
Oh, well, bitch.
Coffee, you could have said, so I'm cold. Luckily, Zach was
I picked
kind
you up.
Enough
you
to pick me up.
You
yeah,
could have said
that
something.
Was really great. It was raining like hell when I tried
it
to
was.
Leave. So,
and now the skies are all nice and clear.
Yeah, they are. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So pizza. Right.
Cold.
So pizza.
So pineapple,
I have,
yes?
Personally, on pizza, I love pepperoni, mushroom, and black olive.
Ugh. I used to have that. Now I switch it over to sausage instead of pepperoni.
Well, I was just
going to
say, I like it thin crust, well done, and possibly adding a little sausage to it. Mm. So, yeah, see?
Zach, what about you? First of all, pineapple, yes or no?
I can live with it. I mean, I can live without it, but if it's on there, I'll eat it. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm actually more of a complainer of olives. I just don't like olives on
pizza.
Really? I know, I'm weird.
Yeah, you are. Huh?
I know, but for me, it's it's going to get weirder. I like pepperoni and jalapenos.
No, hey, that's cool.
You okay with that?
I'd be rolling on the ground.
All right. Genesis, what about you? Pineapple, yes or no?
Yeah, I like it, but normally just cheese.
Plain cheese?
Well, I don't eat red meat or pork, so I can't have, like, ham.
Then you can have pizza with my son.
Cheese?
Yeah. He's slowly adding, you know, toppings on it. Like, right now, I think it's just cheese and olives right now. Zach's unfavorite. But
thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling me out.
But that's pretty much him right now. Because, like, when we have pizza, he has to get his own separate personal one.
If I go to, like, Pyology or, like, one of those Blaze, I'll go all out, like, artichoke and blah, blah, and spinach and garlic. You know, have you ever been to those places?
We've got one down the street. I haven't gone yet. I've heard they're decent, though.
Oh, so good.
Okay, now,
there's a Pyology. I don't know if there's a lot of Pyologies around here, but there's a Pyology where I live.
We need to do a taste test between them and the place that I go to, which is called Pizza Mania.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. I've been wanting to go to the one over here.
Yeah, and oh, God, so good.
But I don't need an excuse to eat pizza.
No. Wait, let's see. California Pizza Kitchen, anybody ever like going
there?
I've
done that.
I like Bee Gees.
Yeah. They've got some good stuff, actually. If you don't mind some odd flavors and stuff, their pizza can be a lot of fun and good to eat.
I can't eat at California Pizza Kitchen.
Really?
Dude, I get the squirts afterwards.
Oh, wow.
No matter.
You can't eat those things.
No matter what, whether. Dude, seriously. Whether it's like. I tried their jambalaya, I think, one time. I did not leave the restaurant until I had to go. So next time I went. Yep, that's what it was.
Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome.
And then the next time I went or whatever, I just tried, like, was it the something ranch chicken pizza or whatever?
Oh, like chicken bacon ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that. I figured, it's easy. It's a pizza. Nope. Yeah. Oh. Same exact thing again. There I was. For 20 minutes in their bathroom. I can't eat there.
Were you singing in there, too?
What? you know, God, it was bad. It was really bad, you know. And
that's such a sad experience.
It is. I will never. I've eaten there twice. I will not go back because of there it is again.
Nope.
You know.
That was me.
Other places, whatever. I think the if I go for a chain type of you know, pizza place like Domino's, whatever, I would probably prefer Papa John's over anybody else, though.
Really?
That was one of my first jobs out of high school was Papa John's.
That's nice.
It's not really that nice at all, but, you know. Just...
We're making fun of you.
Yeah. That was a good one. I like that one. Yeah. So.
Hey, everybody worked a food job out of high school at least once. That was mine.
Yeah, actually, I worked at a restaurant. I was a host.
Oh,
me
good
too.
For you.
I was a host.
Okay, well, I was a
dirty... Were you a host too, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was a dirty pizza maker.
Well, I've discovered...
Not a clean pizza maker, but a dirty pizza.
You get dirty.
Yeah, I've discovered something about pizza. You know, everybody, if you talk, I like it from here, and I like it from there, and I like that kind from there. But if you're at a party, and you just get pizza from wherever, and you sit up there, everybody eats it.
Oh yeah.
No matter where it's from or what's on it, usually. Yeah.
At least one piece.
Yeah.
At least one piece.
I got a friend of mine that openly admits... It is not ashamed of it, of eating anchovies on pizza. Like, just totally cool with it.
I've never done that.
Go, this is a friend of mine. One time, they made, like, pizza bread. They just make, like, pizza breads.
Uh-huh.
And I came over one time, and I'm like, what is that fish smell? I was like, oh, we're making pizza bread. I'm like, that doesn't smell like pizza bread. It smells like you guys are cooking sardines. He's like, oh, yeah, we put sardines on, or anchovies on. I went, dude. Ew. Are you out of, that is disgusting. And they're like, we'll try it. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Have any of you guys tried that new type of frozen pizza where cauliflower is made into the dough?
Oh, yeah. I haven't tried it, but yeah, I see those in like stores.
You tried it?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
It's good.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell the difference?
Yeah.
You can taste the cauliflower.
Well, it's because it's only cauliflower. It's not any dough. It's supposed to be gluten-free.
Is it? Okay, because we found one, and Karen and I tried it the other night, and I didn't know if it was 100%, because I know that, oh, here we go, Oprah has put out her own thing, too, but where it's like 40% of it is made out of cauliflower.
Oh, no, the ones I've had is all cauliflower crust.
Okay, 100% cauliflower.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And you liked it?
Yeah, I like stuff like that, though, like weird, like...
alternative type of things. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was good. I was surprised by it myself. It was pretty good, so...
I like cauliflower. I've just never had that.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad, Steve. Like I said, we tried it just to see what it would be like or whatever, and, you know, Roman even tried it, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, so he goes, pretty good. So, yeah. Okay. Well, he's 14. Yeah,
pretty good. One of them's called, like, Collie Power?
Yeah, I think that's the one that we had.
Collie Power Pizza Crust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Green Giant makes it, too.
Ho, ho, ho. What? Isn't that their slogan? Ho, ho, ho?
Yeah, I chuckled. Okay.
All right, cool.
Bust up laughing, I chuckled.
All right. Well, of course, we were talking about Valentine's Day again, too. And everybody gets, I think, the typical gifts. But what are the most popular gifts that are given?
Well...
what are they, Steve?
It just so happens I have a list of the most popular Valentine's
gifts. No shit, really?
It's right in front of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All typed out and everything.
Number five. I don't know why this is number five, but jewelry.
Wow.
I think that would be number one in my book. Yeah, rounding out the list of the most popular Valentine's Day gifts is jewelry. This might explain why it's the fourth most popular day to get engaged after Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve.
I proposed to Karen on Christmas Eve.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But a recent UK survey found a majority of women would rather be proposed to on Valentine's Day.
What say you, Genesis?
Any other holiday or anniversary.
When I would rather get proposed to?
Yeah.
In the summer.
In the summer. Okay, so you're...
No holidays. Mm-hmm.
So you don't care. You just want to get proposed to.
I don't want to even get married, but if I were supposed to get proposed to, I don't want it to be on a holiday. I don't want it to be around a holiday or around my birthday.
Okay.
Ideally, August, the second week of August, on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. All right. I will make a note of that. Okay.
Wednesday's my favorite day, so I've always wanted to get proposed to on Wednesday.
Okay. Well.
In case anybody's hearing.
I'm sure they are.
I hope so.
All right. Number four is flowers.
Typical? Yeah.
Flowers are fun. I like flowers. I give flowers. I think it's cool. Red and pink roses on your piano tend to be the top pick for flowers this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But tulips on your organ might also be rising in popularity.
Wow. Wow. Does it really say that? That's what I thought. What's the next one, Steve?
Okay, number three. There's nothing better than tulips on your organ. Number three is going out. Many couples also celebrate by seeing a show or going out to a restaurant. And yes, that even includes Valentine's Day dinner at White Castle.
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be a romantic dinner. I just think it needs to be a fun dinner.
Do they cut the buns into heart shapes? They should do that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. That would put the ketchup in a heart shape, for the
Now,
fries.
Coming in at number two.
Woo! We're at number two already?
Greeting cards. Weird. Yeah. Yeah, according to the Greeting Card According to the Greeting Card Association, 145 million cards are exchanged each Valentine's Day, and that's not counting all the Valentines that kids give each other at school.
Oh, yeah.
So you remember that in elementary school especially?
I do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Where you would get what did I do? I know at least... I did a Ninja Turtle one. It was so funny. Valentine cards are catered to, young boys. Ninja Turtles, Batman, all superhero cartoon characters.
Be my Ninja Valentine.
Oh, my.
Cute.
And, of course, coming in at numero uno is candy.
Yeah.
Well, those two kind of go hand in hand.
Always give candy.
Well, going back to, when we give cards out when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
you know, everybody also got like the little heart candies too. Little, like, you know,
which have you heard what's going on this year?
No.
Apparently, the company that made those little Be Mine hearts and stuff, had a financial problem, and got bought by another company. And in the action of that happening, they were not able to plan and implement the production of those little hearts this year. So they're like,
really?
There's like a shortage. If you can find any, supposedly, there's a shortage. Mm-hmm. And they'll be back next year. It's just that this year they just couldn't
get it done
with the new company.
Yeah, the other thing is what I didn't like about that is that you had to give, when you were in school, you always had to give the Valentine cards, you know, to everyone, even the people you didn't like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
It's like, I always gave him the ugly one.
What's that?
I always gave him the ugly one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's like the one that's like all crinkled up and
everything. What is an ugly Valentine card? That's
There's some that like said cuter things. So if I liked a boy, I would give him the one that was like basically like, yo, I want you. And then there was like
But only on a Wednesday in August.
Yeah. That's the only day.
Well, the National Confectioners Association says as many as 40 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold each year. When it comes to chocolate, caramel-filled treats are the most coveted, followed by chocolate-covered nuts. I like doing that. Also popular are chocolate and cream-filled chocolates. Conversation hearts are also a long-standing Valentine. We talked about those.
Yeah.
And Necco, the Necco wafers, they produce 8 billion hearts each year. And the association says that's enough to stretch from Rome to the town of Valentine, Arizona. Oh, yeah. I see what they did there. Yeah, going back and forth almost 24 times.
Wow.
So,
you never know what you're
going to do. There you go. Jewelry, flowers, going out, greeting cards, and candy. There you are, guys. Yeah. Do at least two of those, I would say.
Cool. Hey, Zach, can you find me some, like, sexy music?
Oh, I would love to.
All right. I love the crinkle.
Yeah, keep doing that. So you can jump over.
All right. The reason why I'm asking for Zach to find me some kind of sexy music is we've got a list of best songs to have sex to.
Oh.
And I think everybody's kind of got their own, you know. But now we talked about this a little bit earlier. Genesis doesn't have one.
No, because I don't have sex.
Yeah, and that's the reason why. So
that's not what we heard.
What the heck? I wish.
So, but here's the interesting thing. I looked up. Oh, there we go. Cool. So I looked up on a couple of different websites, and Spotify, Bizarre Magazine, Cosmopolitan Magazine, and all the other ones I looked up, everybody had a completely different list. Not one artist really repeated.
How weird.
Yeah, yeah. So on Spotify, they said Sex With Me by Rihanna was like their number one. Birthday Sex by Jeremy was number two.
I feel like you should read this as Fabio.
No. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Fabio. It's a sexy, sexy song.
And this is Fabio Jr.
Yes, because your voice is much higher.
Yes.
Anyway, Ride by Somo. I don't know who the hell these people, who Somo is.
Somo?
Somo, yeah. Earned It from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack by The Weeknd.
Urgent.
Yeah, no, not even that. And then Slow Motion by Trey Songz.
Oh, Trey Songz good.
Is Slow Motion, is that a good song, though? Or?
I don't know, but I like him.
Okay.
Who are all those people having sex to this music?
The only one I recognize, there's only two that I recognize from Spotify, Rihanna and The Weeknd. That was it, you know, and I'm not huge fans of theirs, but I recognize them, you know. Mm-hmm. Bizarre Magazine says, though, Baby by Ariel Pink. Okay. I Want to Be Adorned by The Stone Roses.
The Stone Roses?
Yep. High for This by The Weeknd. So, different song. Same artist, though.
Oh, The Weeknd is so sexy.
And then Open by Ray.
Ray.
Or Rye. I don't know. Could be a bread. Who knows?
Rye. Ray.
Yeah. And then Cosmopolitan Magazine says their number one is Naughty Girl by Beyonce.
Huh. Okie dokie.
Yeah. Body Party by Sierra or Kara. I don't know. Now, this one surprised me. Love to Love You, Baby by Donna Summer. That was their number three.
Kind of a little disco sex.
Yeah, I was like, well, you're kind of, you know, going back. This kind of makes sense. I thought I would see more of him, though. Future Sex Love Sound by Justin Timberlake.
Well, I recognize his name.
Yeah, and because he kind of has some of that flavor of type style of music, you know. I thought I would see more of him in these lists. And then Retrograde by James Blake.
I'm not going,
wow, okay.
I was sure that AC/DC's Thunderstruck would be in there.
And seriously, do you have one, though? That
do I have it? Oh, yes, I do. As a matter of fact.
Oh, God.
I do.
Well, can Zach pull it up?
It's here.
Oh, okay. Sounds like what I just played.
No.
This is by Ocker Bilk, who passed away a few years ago. It's called Stranger on the Shore.
For those of you tuning in right now, Steve's putting his phone up to the microphone.
Good ad. You want to describe that to everybody now, Zach?
Yeah, it's sad.
No, I'll just keep quiet.
So that's my favorite.
That's that nice, slow, safe sax.
It's a what?
Safe sax.
Oh, safe sax?
Yeah, you were playing some safe sax.
I was playing safe sax.
Yeah, kind of like that. But yeah. It is a lot smoother.
Except you don't want to have any sax before a fight.
Right.
So if you're going to fight with your girlfriend.
Is he up?
You can't have sax
there
first.
There we go. True. Very true. Do you have one, Zach?
I'm sure I do, but after all, I'm so caught off guard that I don't even know what's a sexy song for me anymore.
I can accept that answer. I can accept that for sure. Mine was anything from Kenny G, pretty much.
Oh.
Back in the day. Yeah. You know, you put Kenny G on, it was going to be nice.
Well, you know, the all-time best advice for sex is that anytime you're making love to a woman, be sure to put on side two of Led Zeppelin 4.
Oh, that's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Good for me for getting that.
Wow, you pulled that out of your butt.
I did.
So, yeah.
Oh, he's got a tight butt.
don't tell anybody.
Could be worse. Could be.
So. Kind of like you in the California.
Oh, absolutely. It's always coming out no matter what.
Don't want to do that.
All right. So there you go. So there's some of the best songs to have sex to, whether you agree or disagree. But I found it interesting that The Weeknd only hit the list twice, but not one song was repeated, though. So
it's really weird. It's funny because I mean, a lot of those songs, I don't know what it is. I don't know how romantic they are, but it didn't sound like a list of romantic favorites.
Yeah.
You know,
I always think like old school, you know, for romantic favorites. Yeah. Temptations, you know.
Barry White.
Oh, yeah. You know, Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye.
You know, I think, was it Joe Cocker's You Can Leave Your Hat On? Have you heard that song?
Yeah, well, he also has You Are So Beautiful.
I've never liked that song.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
You ever had sex to it?
I would turn it off.
Full so personal. I could
finish. I would turn it off so I could finish, basically. So, all right. So, there you go. So, there's some songs to have sex to. Now, of course, all of us, you know, we fantasize, have sexual fantasies, too, and everything. But it's really,
what's a sexual fantasy?
Well, that's what was really interesting, because I was looking this up, and I thought it would be something a little bit more awkward, you know, a little bit kinky, this and that. But it was really interesting to see men and women's, what we had in common.
Oh.
Yeah, as far as a sexual fantasy is concerned. And it kind of blew me away, you know. The number one shared fantasy was oral sex. Am I going, well, to me, that's part of it. Why would that be a fantasy?
like a threesome's a fantasy.
Right, exactly. So, you know, but
threesome and oral sex.
But oral sex was a fantasy, whether it was giving or receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was from either male or female. So I thought that was really interesting that that was the number one fantasy show.
I think sometimes a lot of what has to do with that kind of thing is because we know so much better how to please ourselves than another person would like that. And so oral sex is kind of a, I don't know, I guess not a lot of people are do it all the time or anything. It's just sort of make it like a,
well, I remember I was talking, thing I remember I was talking to V about it, and she was saying for her generation, because she's in her mid-20s, that it was more or less, it's a little bit more personable.
Yeah.
You know, where I, to me, it's always just been considered part of it.
It's part of it. It's fun.
You know, it's like you make out, you do oral sex, then you, you know. So, well,
to me, if I'm with a girl and I keep wanting to do that regularly, that means I really like her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? And exactly. If I find that it's like, you know, I hate it. Find someone else.
What about... Genesis, what about you?
What about me?
Is that like a what fantasy, about you? Or is that like...
I feel like we talked about this already. I'm getting deja vu.
Are you?
I feel like we talked about this.
But do you consider that a fantasy, or is just part of the act?
No, I mean, I think this is regarding what they said. I think they probably mentioned that because a lot of people, they don't just do that. I feel like people think, okay, if I do that, that means I also have to give it back, or other things are going to happen. And sometimes maybe that's all you just want. So I think that's where the fantasy ties into it. Like, hey, it'd be nice to just me receive that and not have to do anything else, or vice versa for men and women. So I think that's where the fantasy thing comes into play, because I feel like a lot of times men think, okay, I'm getting this, so I have to go do it to them. Or girls are like, okay, I'm getting... you know, oral done, so I have to do it too. Right. So maybe the fantasy, I'm assuming that's why.
Because it was mentioned 4 times in the survey, and it was both giving and then receiving from both ends. So yeah,
I know a lot of people that are married that always talk about how they don't do that unless it's like holidays and birthdays or something like that. So
well, those are just the Jewish people. So
that's because I shouldn't have got married.
Yeah. No, believe me, we've asked Barry before, so Craig Barry, our friend, so he knows. And when he gets a promotion, too. So, hi, Craig. Love you. All right. Number two, this makes sense to me. Unusual or romantic place?
Unusual or romantic
place?
Play. Oh.
To do it at.
Yeah.
You know?
Like on the stairs down at Corona Del Mar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like at a wedding.
At a wedding, yeah. At Anaheim Country Club.
Or something like that. Karen and I got to do that once, so. Yeah. Hi, Mom. So a romantic situation, you know, romantic place setting or unusual setting or whatever. Yeah, I think that's
next to the Yuba River.
To me that makes sense. This one I thought was interesting though, masturbating your partner. I thought that was like kind of part of it too. You know,
seems like that would be almost nothing is necessary, but that would be a necessary part of.
I think that's part of the foreplay.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be
because you kind of, you know, you start with the heavy petting and the kissing or whatever. The clothes come off, whatever. You're fondling each other. It's part of the fondling.
I guess people skip that. I don't know.
And then you go into the oral sex, and then you go to the wah 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 wah. You know, so yeah. So, but I just thought that was unusual.
It just reminded me of Robin Williams with Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, God.
Where she goes, well, Mr. Doubtfire's idea of foreplay is brace yourself, Effie.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this makes sense here. These last two make sense that I think they're a true fantasy overall. Because the other ones I like, they're going, well, okay, number two, yeah, locations, whatever, you know. Hood of a car somewhere out in the desert. Yeah, that's kind of cool, whatever. All right. But number four, sex with a stranger. You know, one night stand kind of thing, I guess. Or whatever. Yeah. You know, that makes sense to me. That's a fantasy, I think. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, number five, and this is, again, shared by both women and men, threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely shared by both. Other common fantasies were role-playing. Which I've never done. I could never get into that. I don't know why.
I don't remember really ever doing
that. I mean, we're rolling dice and seeing what the dice does. Yeah, that's something different, though. But, yeah.
We're talking like, I can't pay my rent. Could you help me out sort of thing?
What the? No. We're talking about cosplay. And, like, I'm a cop or you're a nurse. Well, like,
okay, so, like.
Who allowed him to speak?
I'll turn my mic off.
Is he talking about I can't pay my rent?
Yeah.
So
Hey,
I can't pay my rent. Can you have sex with me and give me money?
How is that role playing?
That's just.
I'll just
keep
my mic
off. Did you ever see Two and a Half Men? That was when
wait a minute. I want to back up. How is that role playing? I misunderstood.
That's not even role play. That's my life. I can't pay my rent. This is my real life. Oh, sack.
Well, yeah, there's the pay your rent. There's the pizza delivery.
Or the UPS guy.
I understand the pizza Monsignor. Or like the pool boy or like the plumber. I've never heard of I can't pay my rent.
The priest and the altar boy.
I haven't gone down that category.
Oh my God, like, wow. You know what? Why don't I just go fuck myself?
Yeah, because
hey, sex with a stranger. It is a fantasy.
Yeah. It's either you fuck yourself or you pay somebody's rent. Choose one.
Can't do both.
Take myself out and not call myself back.
Oh my God. Okay, so role playing was one of them. Getting caught was one of them. Doing this in a place
if
where you
see being seen.
A little somewhat public, whatever, you know, a little excitement. That makes sense. Being submissive was also common. So both.
Oh, a little S&M going.
Kind of.
Minor.
You know?
Minor.
Yeah.
A little minor.
You know? Another one that was favored by both was coworker or boss.
Oh, gross. Ugh, my boss.
Not the actual boss. Oh. Well, no, actually, it was.
One. Oh, having sex with your boss?
Yeah.
Was a fantasy?
Or co-worker.
This is going great.
Oh, I thought, oh.
I know a lot of people.
I didn't understand what you said. I thought you meant between a co-worker and boss fantasy.
Boy, we're all mixed up over here.
No. I'm a worker and
I see what you're saying. He was still stuck in the role playing.
No, that was role. No, that's role playing. But no, actually having sex with a co-worker or your boss.
Oh, I get the co-worker one. The boss? Oh, I feel like
I think it depends on who they are.
Trash.
I think it depends on.
Sorry if you guys are listening.
So guys, your boss Shrek? Jesus.
Genesis is on a roll.
I dated my manager once, actually. What am I talking about over here?
Well, Karen, Karen kind of did this one.
Yeah. For two years.
Wow. That would be a boss.
Yeah.
So, but another fantasy was having sex with your professor.
He can teach you a lot.
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh! Yeah. So, Karen actually dated a professor before her and I dated.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So I'm like, tell me more. So, but yeah, so there you go. So those are common sexual fantasies between men and women, and all the ones that we share. So it's kind of interesting, though. I mean.
And.
Oh, you got more?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have, on top of a lot more stuff I have worst pickup lines.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other ones, though, but okay.
Yeah, well, it's because that one was next. Okay, I didn't want to, like, just talk a lot.
Like Zach.
So have you guys ever used like really bad pickup lines? Not that you Zach will ever admit this.
Like about paying my rent.
Hey baby.
No, never.
I can't pay my rent. You
that's actually probably the best pickup line. Like if you were to go up to a girl like, hey, let me pay your rent.
I think that's where I think that's where my mind was thinking with it.
But would you really?
Hell no.
So then don't be saying stuff like that.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Okay, so number one of worst pickup lines. Let's have breakfast tomorrow. Should I call you or nudge you? I didn't think that was that bad. I thought it was cute.
Should I call you?
That could go either way.
That's clever.
That could go either way.
This was another one. I like my ladies the way I like my peanut butter. Chunky. If somebody told me that, I would
walk away.
I would be like, no wonder I like Nutella.
Oh! Well, you really turned me on because you're chunky.
Imagine.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you move for me? I mean, come on.
And third one, it's handy that I have my library card because I'm totally checking you out.
That's real cheesy.
I feel like that was a little outdated. No one
that's cheesy.
Goes to the library anymore.
Yeah. Well, these are the worst ones, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supposed to be.
Yeah.
Are you Angelina Jolie? Because I would love to raid her tomb.
Oh, God.
Good Lord.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wow.
And then last but not least, You turned my software into hardware.
That's just kind of funny.
Those computer nerds, you know, hey, yeah. Wow, they got a sense of humor.
They do.
That could be like whatever you tell your boss if you have that fantasy.
There you go.
Can you check out my computer?
What's the worst one that you've been given, Genesis?
I can't really think of any, but I feel like nobody... Do people really use pickup lines?
Yeah, some people still do.
Just people say,
that's
hey.
Why we have the mobile ones.
Nobody's come up to you and said, hey, did it hurt?
Well, you know, when you fell from heaven.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I don't go out enough to get hit on, but no, I feel like I haven't had any really weird ones.
I heard one on the Big Bang Theory where Howard says to Penny, he's like, your ass must be made of jelly because jam don't jiggle that way.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I thought you were saying you were going to turn off your bike.
Oh, damn.
I'm just kidding.
I can turn yours off.
I know you can.
Like that. We can just hear you laugh. That's good. You're back on.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do you have any more state laws?
I have a couple more for you guys.
Give us like three more.
Let me see. In Oklahoma, you can't masturbate while watching two people having sex in a car. That's legal.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
I'm going to go there just to test the theory.
I guess if you're watching two people, they're in the car and you're not, so you would be standing in public masturbating.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
In New Mexico, no couple should engage in a sexual act while parked in their vehicle unless their car has currents. So just bring currents and you're fine?
Unless their car has what?
Currents.
Currents?
I can't tell what...
Currents.
Curtains?
Yeah.
Oh, curtains. I'm like, I think currents. Like, what's currents?
Like currency?
Yeah, exactly.
Curtains. I remember when I was in Illinois in the late 60s, there was like a river that went through the town, and the law said, because they had parking all along the river, like a park and stuff, and people would park there at night. Mm. And if the two of you are in the car parking, you had to have your parking lights on.
Oh, wow.
So you'd drive by and there'd be a bunch of cars there. And
the parking lights would be lit up?
Parking lights.
Oh, that's funny. Give us one more.
Let me see. There is a good one I saw. Let's just go with... In Washington, it's against the law to have sex with a virgin under any circumstances, including the wedding night.
Wait a minute. So I guess you have to go out of state when you get married.
What a bunch of criminals in that state then.
Wait a minute.
So then, virgins.
So
it's against the law to have sex with a virgin under any circumstances, including the wedding night. So how do you, like, would you register as a virgin when you get married? Or how does that work?
No, you register yourself as a slut, I guess. I mean, what the hell? how does that, what state is that?
Washington.
Now, remember, these laws were made way many long,
but still, that doesn't make sense. Though.
Yeah, but they still
exist because nobody's taken them off
the books, right?
Oh, okay,
so when the communities were smaller, I guess people were more in tune with whether or not Becky has done it yet.
True, but, right? But everyone knew each other's
business. Doesn't make sense though. You cannot have sex with a virgin, including your wedding night.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, honey, you feel like
it's the night after. That wouldn't be your wedding night.
No, but it says you still can't have sex with a virgin no matter what.
Oh, under any circumstances.
Right.
Even, I guess, if you cross the border to have sex with a
virgin. Well, then you're out of state.
That would be a circumstance, though.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, my God. So weird.
So wild.
Wow. Anyway. Well, you know what it's time for right now, Steve?
A little class.
A little culture. Something like we like to call... Pocket size cinema.
That's the wrong one.
What was that?
The wrong one. Wow. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled... The Valentine's Date. The Valentine's Date. The Valentine's Date. We open when a young man has been stood up on a date for Valentine's Day. He decides to go into a local bar to drink his sorrows away. Let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Valentine's Date.
Bartender, may I have another drink, please?
Excuse me. Oh. Oh, here you are, young man. That's the fifth drink you had here in the last 30 minutes, man.
Yes, and please, just keep them coming.
Mm. Must be a woman then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, what happened?
Well, I was supposed to go out on a date with a girl that I've had a crush on for quite a while, and, well, she stood me up.
Wow, and on Valentine's Day too, huh? Tell you what, the next drink's on me.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Just then, a beautiful woman walks into the bar, sits down at one of the small tables, and as a young man, next drink is put in front of him, he decides to walk over to the young woman, especially since he can now feel the effects of the liquid courage.
Excuse me, ma'am. But do you mind if I ask you a question?
But go ahead and ask.
How many men have you slept with?
Well, that's my business.
Oh, good. How much for an hour?
Who's ready for some news?
Yeah.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, I have something that I think is awesome. Here in California, the big thing that's on sale now in California is Valentine's Day cannabis-infused chocolate.
Well, you would like that, Steve.
I would, yes. Well, she can't go wrong with a cliched but trusty heart-shaped box of praline-filled truffles on Valentine's Day. Californians can this year add a touch of something slightly more unusual to their declaration of love through chocolate. Adult use of cannabis is now legal in California, as we all know, and brands are making the most of this by creating weed-infused chocolates. These aren't budget chocs, shoddily made in someone's garage either, but high-end, luxurious chocolates and beautiful packaging for the sophisticated weed lover in your life.
Now, that's something good for Valentine's Day.
So, yeah. Well, there's Défoncé Chocolatier in Oakland.
Oh, thank you for that.
There's another brand is Satori Chocolates, and there's also Lord Jones. And what's more, you can take any time, 30 minutes, 2 hours before high to kick in, which means consumers need to be careful not to accidentally eat more than they should. That does happen, and this is really good advice if you have access to edibles. Give it time. Give it 2 hours to get the feeling. Because a lot of people go, well, it's been like 40 minutes. And I don't feel anything. I'm going to take more.
More, right.
And then they double up, and, oh, boy, that gets
wild. That's where all things go wrong.
So, yeah, be careful out there.
Zach, what do you got, bud?
Deliveroo announces Valentine's Day donut engagement rings.
Ooh. I wouldn't make it to my girlfriend.
Nothing says romance than proposing to your significant other on Valentine's Day. No shit. With a donut engagement ring. Whether you decide to actually take the plunge and go down on one knee with this iced pastry, or you'd rather celebrate the single life by enjoying its sweet taste all by yourself. You can't deny these mini donuts look pretty darn delicious. Deliveroo has teamed up with Donut Time to create a pair of mini donuts, especially for Valentine's Day, that not only look delightful, but would also go down a treat, too. There are two engagement-related donuts in the range, one that's been designed to look like a silver wedding band, and the second inspired by the ring of none other than bride-to-be Meghan Markle. The one or... Oh, really?
Who's Meghan Markle?
Exactly.
Prince Harry's?
Oh, Prince Harry's wife. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more ornate? Or the more ornate of the two mini donuts have been decorated in gold with a sparkling strawberry-flavored diamond on top. The pair of mini donuts will be available to buy from Monday, February 12th to Donut Time via Deliveroo for £9.50. That's British. And will be available while stocks last, giving Londoners every reason to treat their loved one this Valentine's Day.
Well, that's kind of cool. Something a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
You know, hey, here's a donut.
Have a donut.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, thanks, honey. You're going to cheap out on the ring, huh?
Well, I think this is kind of right up Genesis Alley here. It says Valentine's Day 2019 dating app Huggle is encouraging users to celebrate being single on February 14th. Did you just go woo?
Yeah.
So a dating app is breaking away from the convention by encouraging its users not to seek out love on Valentine's Day, but to embrace being single instead. Every year when February 14th comes around, many singletons feel an immense pressure to quickly find a romantic fling. That's not that bad, though, but understandable. So, however, there's nothing wrong with being single on Valentine's Day. If anything, Huggle, the dating app, believes it is something that should be celebrated. That's why this Valentine's Day, Huggle will be turning its dating mode off for 24 hours in order to spread a message of self-love.
Huggle? I gotta look this up. Huggle?
Boy, after 24 hours of self-love, somebody's gonna be a little tired.
Yeah, so. It says here, we want the users to continue using Huggle in ways we've always have. We are focused on them finding lasting, meaningful connections as opposed to rushed and panicked decisions, says Valerie Stark, co-founder of Huggle. Dating app aficionados will still be able to use the app to make platonic connections on that day. However, whether people are actually use Huggle to try and meet new friends on Valentine's is debatable. While Valentine's Day is typically recognized primarily as a day for love-up individuals, it appears that many people in relationships actually envy their single friends around this time of year. So lots of people have recently been taken to Twitter to reveal the reasons why they're flying solo on Valentine's Day using the hashtag #WhyI'mSingle.
You save a lot of money.
Yeah, that too. So there you go. We got Genesis.
I'll get some of that cannabis-infused chocolate for myself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
That's self-love.
Yeah.
So here's the perfect Valentine's Day gift for newly single people in Texas. The El Paso Sioux will name a cockroach after your ex and then and then feed it to a meerkat live on camera.
Oh, my God.
As a part of their Quit Bugging Me campaign, participants can message the El Paso Sioux on Facebook with the name of their ex. The cockroaches will then be fed to the meerkats. The Sioux prefers to use Madagascar hissing cockroaches. They do actually hiss. They are a very large species of cockroach, definitely not the largest, but it is one that we actually do breed here at the Sioux for feeding purposes, says Sarah Murphy, education specialist at El Paso Sioux. The feast will be live streamed on the Sioux's website on Facebook page on Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God, that is so good. In El Paso.
Yeah, and I actually know a girl that bought one
really?
For her friends, at, like, for her friend, so... And named it after her friend's ex. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's too
this
funny.
This is the sound it makes right here.
I prefer good old school witchcraft. I'm just kidding. But I like the Quit Bugging Me. The Quit Bugging Me campaign.
Wow.
So what does a hissing cockroach sound like?
This right here.
Like my ex.
Apparently sirens, too.
Wow.
Not hissing very loud.
I wonder if Lost during, like, the Facebook Live, they're going to, like, name off all the names as they're, like, that would be totally it. Like, funny. Like, just, like, 3 hours of, like, you know, whatever name, yeah. John Paul, whatever.
From Kalamazoo, yeah, you know.
Oh, my God, that'd be hilarious.
That would be hysterical. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Is anybody going to be watching the Grammys tomorrow night?
Yes.
Who is your favorite artist you're rooting for?
Her name's Her.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she is nominated for the Best New Artist.
Yes, and I'm really, 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 really excited.
Cool. And then she is also nominated for Album of the Year.
Yeah, I really want her to.
For it looks like self-titled, but nothing for Record of the Year. Let's see here, Song of the Year. I don't see her there. Okay. What's so special about her?
I just really like her music, and she's not very mainstream, so I don't think she'll win just because
you know, she's not very like mainstream, but I love her music. She's very, very, very good.
Her as in like H dot E dot R?
Yeah.
Yes.
So is it like an acronym or is that just how she spells it?
Both.
Oh, okay.
What style of music does she do?
It's like R&B.
R&B?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and she's been singing for like a lot of years.
You know, it was funny this time around for me voting, because I'm actually a member of the Grammys and the producer wing. And for voting, there were so many. It seems like every year I know less and less of the artists.
Mm-hmm. This is her.
Coming up. This is her?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could have been right, but I was wrong.
Hey, this is almost something you can make a half sex to.
Yeah, I should have brought this up.
Well, best new artist also, besides her, is a Chloe X Halley.
Yeah, I want to say she's country.
Luke Combs. Greta Van Fleet, Dua Lipa, Margot Price, Bebe Rexha, and Jorda Smith. So they're very new because I've never heard of any of them.
I haven't either.
Jorda Smith's really good. I saw her live. She was actually sick when she performed live, so she didn't sound as good, but she's really good too.
Cool. Album of the year right now is Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B. Mm-hmm. By the Way, I Forgive You by Brandi Carlile. Scorpion by Drake, Her. Beer Bongs and Bentleys by Post Malone. Dirty Computer by Janelle Monáe. Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. And the Black Panther album soundtrack featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, that soundtrack was
good. Yeah, excuse me. Record of the year is I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. Mm-hmm. The Joke by Brandi Carlile. This Is America by Childish Gambino. God's Plan by Drake. Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. That was like one of the few I recognized because of the movie. The All-Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Rockstar by Post Malone featuring...
SZA.
Is that what it is, SZA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rockstar by Post Malone featuring 21 Savage. And The Middle by Zed... Marin Moses and Gray. So, songs of the year up is All Stars or All the Stars, Boot Up, God's Plan, In My Blood, The Joke, The Middle, Shallow, and This Is America. And then producers, non-classical, Larry Klein, Boy Wanda, Linda Perry. Oh, God, I hope he does not win. Kanye West is actually up for a Grammy.
For a producer, right?
Yeah, for producer. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, he produced like 6 albums last year.
Well, good for him. Yeah. I'm sorry, he's a tool. He is just
seriously
a tool.
That's a lot of manure.
Yeah, and Lord knows he's got a lot of it. And then Pharrell Williams, I actually voted for him, so for producer of the year.
Did you vote for any of Drake's stuff?
No. Like I said, it was really weird this year because most of the stuff that that I saw, you know, for people in there's a lot of categories that they don't even show for the Grammys, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, matter of fact, we were talking the other day, Jim West, the guitar player for Weird Al, is up for a Grammy right now. And I recognized his name on the ballot, and I went, check mark, you know, for him.
Check mark.
And he does this Hawaiian type of music kind of thing. It's really laid back and cool. But there was just a lot of artists I did not really recognize, and it just seems to be getting more and more eclectic, you know, and it's just a new breed of musicians coming up through the years now. You know, you don't see the Billy Joels anymore, or, you know, the Huey Lewis's or whatever.
Well, the way we listen to music's so different than it used to be too. I mean, there's so little radio now. Everything is so much of an internet thing, and it's hard to go.
Well, even radio's changed because now, you know, everything's programmed by a machine. You know, you almost don't need a program director anymore, really.
Yeah.
No, they just kind of go off what's current or whatever and kind of go off of that, really. I mean, the program director is just there, I think, just to kind of push the button and kind of approve it, really, and that's it. but not really to say, hey, you got to play this song at this hour, this song at that hour, or whatever.
Yeah, program directors like answering the phones sometimes.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, so Grammys are on tomorrow, so catch him if you want to see who's going to win the little golden, what was it, golden record player. So
The golden record player.
Have you been to the Grammy Museum by chance, anybody?
Have I?
Been to the Grammy Museum?
Have I?
I don't know. Have any? Has anybody?
Negative.
No?
No.
You guys should go. It is really cool.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. No, it's not that much. I think it's like, what, $12-$15 to get in? And there's just so many different, there's about four floors, I think it is. Different artifacts, different things, and they take you through. And, of course, you get to see a lot of costumes and stuff and famous artists and everything. It's actually really cool. And it's not too far from where you were talking about earlier, by Nokia. Mm. It's like right on the corner there. So, but yeah, it's really cool. If you ever get a chance, yeah, go down to the Grammy Museum. Matter of fact, our friend, Christian James Hand.
Oh, yeah, Christian.
Christian is now starting to do a second, the sessions at the Grammys, the museum now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so not only is he doing it out in Pasadena, but now he's doing a second show. So he's doing two shows a month now, and the second one's at the Grammy Museum in the little theater there. Yeah, it's great.
That must be fun.
We got to say hi to Christian, too. I mean, it's been a while since we've talked to him.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, there you go. And we already played the What's New. So I guess it's time for the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for the game show that is...
Quiz me
across the nation. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Wow, that sucked.
I know. Because I can't talk.
Should we try it again?
Well, yeah. Let's try it again. Neither one of us go. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that new game show. Quiz me. Quiz you.
See, that was so much better. We're all on the same page.
I don't know.
Now.
We need to listen to both of them and make sure.
God. Okay, here we go. Question number one.
She doesn't care. She just goes right on in. I love it.
Let's get it done.
Mexican tortillas were originally made from the grain of which?
Sean.
Zach.
Sean.
Corn.
Yes.
Or maza.
Question number two.
Maize.
What do you call the small image icons used to express... Sean.
Small image icons? That would be Zach.
Zach. Oh, look, I'm so confused. Did somebody else call their name?
No.
No.
Okay, so...
No, that was my answer.
His answer was Zach.
Yeah. Small image icon, that would be Zach.
Okay.
Right,
it was a feeble attempt at humor.
Let's have this question again.
Steve laughed.
What do you call the small image icons used to express emotions or ideas?
Zach?
Zach.
Emojis?
Yes.
Yeah, take that.
Okay, I will.
Questions from, I mean, come on.
Victoria Beckham was a member.
Sean.
Sean.
The Spice Girls?
Yes.
And what question was that?
Three.
Oh, good.
Question.
Wow, we're late on everything.
Question number four. Atlantic City is a popular entertainment destination located in...
Zach.
Zach?
New Jersey?
Yes. Perfect. Question number five. The Great Red Spot is a gigantic storm located on...
Steve.
Steve?
Jupiter.
Let me see. Sorry if you didn't answer. Yes. Woo!
Wow.
Steve got a space question. What's up with that?
I'm spacey.
He's out of this world.
Question number six. Another Mexico question. Which four U.S. states are on the United States-Mexico border?
Sean. California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, leave it to the Mexican to answer, so, you know.
Yeah.
Orderly.
Orderly place, man.
Question number seven. Actress Gal.
Gal Gadot.
Gadot. Starred.
Zach. Wonder Woman.
Yes.
I'm glad I gave it to you.
Question number eight. The first Eurovision Song Contest was held in what year?
The first what?
Eurovision song.
Eurovision song.
What's a Eurovision song?
I don't know.
The first Eurovision song contest.
Conte.
Was it this century or last century?
Contest.
Last.
19. Sean. 1985.
No.
Steve. 2004.
No, and I already said it was the last century.
Yeah.
I
said this century or last century.
I can't hear anything that's going on. So
no
I'm just,
shit.
I'm just faking.
Do I need
it.
A new partner?
Sure.
This is going great.
God. I need to get one of his.
Anybody else?
Zach?
1997.
No.
Steve. 1999.
No.
Are we too high or too low?
Way too high.
Sean.
1955. Ooh, almost. Almost.
Ooh.
Almost.
Did you say 65 or 55?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Ha-ha! Take that!
Steve.
Steve.
1957.
Sean.
Delay.
1954.
No.
Steve.
Steve.
1956.
Yes. Yay.
I didn't even know what we're talking about.
Question number 9.
At least it's going quick.
Wow. Do I need a new producer, too, and a new partner?
Boy, I tell you, folks, if you're listening to this show right
Turn
now.
Turn it off now.
I feel sorry for you.
Why are you still listening?
So question number 9.
Go get some chocolate with cannabis in it.
Bronze is an alloy consisting primarily of what two elements?
Steve.
Steve. You got
copper
it.
And nickel.
Oh, close. Babe. No, sit down. No one else is going to get this.
Sean.
Sean.
Copper and aluminum.
No.
Zach.
Zach.
Steel.
No.
Steve.
It's supposed to be two of them, first of all.
Steve.
Steve.
Copper and iron.
No.
Is it copper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not, he didn't get it yet.
Is it an odd metal?
I don't know.
Copper and zinc.
No. Copper and.
Copper and.
Gold.
No.
Copper and silver.
No, I'm just going to say it.
What?
Tin.
Copper
oh, wow.
And tin? Mm-hmm.
Bronze is made of copper and tin. Okay.
There's still tin?
Apparently.
And question number 10.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. The period of European history that lasted from the 14th to the 17th century.
Steve.
Steve.
Dark Ages.
No.
Renaissance.
Yes.
Oh.
Ah!
Oh. Take that, bitch.
But you didn't say your name. That's okay.
I did.
I never listened in.
I said the same time that he did, but no, she picked him
history.
First.
Yeah. She's in
Push
charge.
Push the right buttons.
Yeah, he said his name.
I didn't. All right. Okay.
Oh. Crank it.
Well, this has been fun.
Oh, yeah. Boy, this hit off the rails. As soon as I left the room, it came back. Yeah.
That's right.
So, well, of course, once again, guys, Valentine's Day is coming up on Thursday. Go out, plan something. Do something fun. Get something different for your significant other. Don't do the typical flower roses thing or whatever.
Just do something you can be ashamed of.
Exactly. You know, something that they would like. Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, all right, well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You have a Twitter show? Oh, my Twitter is, if you want to listen to my one tweet a week, at SilvaLining69.
And for Genesis, it's going to be Luna the Virgo on Instagram.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it is Sean Roberts, HC. I made it simple for everybody. And also, please do not forget to follow Mark and Brian for the Radio Hall of Fame at MNBRHOF. Very important that you guys do that on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That way, when Switchboard Laura announces when we can vote, which is coming very, very soon, and just to let you guys know, KLOS is on board with all of this right now, too, in kind of in conjunction with their 50th anniversary. Everybody gets to vote at the same time. So make sure you do that. Again, that's MNBRHOF. So there you go. Well, it looks like the rain has come and gone. And a little cloudy
and
out
so
there.
So has our show.
Yes. Thank God for that one. So go out there, enjoy it. I'm sure there's still some puddles splashed around out there. And have fun and enjoy it. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Woo, bye.
Goodbye, world.
Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.